boy troublesome. Boy, that make hard to the gun, rum plum. Them feet move fast like engine run. Locked in the box to the dungeon.
Right, my name is Tame. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm rocking Rhymes and Reasons.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rhymes and Reasons. My name is Latrell. I got Shania with me. And the homie Tame.
How you doing? How you feeling? Good. Welcome to LA.
Thank you. Hey, you know what's crazy? You are the first official guest on the talk show. I stayed there for the reason.
Thank you, man. Hey, this is my first ever
interview.
Hey! First time interview. So, how you guys doing? You guys good?
Yeah, we good. You good? You ready?
Great.
I'm ready.
Happy you're here.
I'm happy.
Happy to host your first interview.
Yeah, I'm happy to bring back the show.
Yeah, so how long have you been in LA? Tame here is from Chicago, so tell us a little bit about moving out here and transitioning from Chicago to LA.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in, I think it's been like 3 years now.
Okay.
Since I've been in, well, I moved to Oakland first, so I live in Oakland.
Bay Area!
You already know, I miss it, that's like home right there, like, it's love, like,
North Carolina.
I don't know, like, it's different from LA. LA, everybody has their own cars, they're driving, doing their own things, so everybody's in their own mind. You know, the Bay is like, you're on the bar, you know, you socialize.
I always say, like, it's so crazy that the Bay and LA are so close together because it's two different worlds.
Two different worlds.
Like, Northern California and Southern California, it's like, it's crazy. It should be their own state.
The music is different, the vibes are different.
The people, the energy, everything.
Everything is perfect. So, yeah, I mean, I lived in the Bay at first, and then, you know, moved around in there. They moved to LA, you know. LA was it was hard. It still is hard, you know, just finding genuine people to connect with, finding, like, you know, there's a lot of opportunity out here, but it's like, nobody will give you the opportunity.
Yeah.
You
make your own
land. You gotta earn it yourself.
Yeah. So it's like,
it's all about connections. Yeah. Who you know out here.
Yeah, it's like,
who you know, not really what you know.
It's not about what you know. You can be the best artist ever, but, like,
if you don't know anybody, you never know anybody.
If you have a plug, then you have a plug, you know.
If you don't know anybody, if your following game ain't right.
Yeah, and me, I don't go out like that. So, you know what I mean? It was an adjustment for me to be like, okay, the only way I'm going to, you know, meet people is if I go out and do stuff.
But it's
like,
social media.
You know what I mean? But it's LA, though. So, you're like, you don't really know what's going on, and plus you got to work. You know what I'm saying?
And it's expensive.
You got to balance paying bills versus chasing your career. So, that's why I say, you know, treat your 9-to-5 as like your hustle. Like, how they work, you got to work them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they make you do all these things and, you know, bust your butt and stuff like that. You got to put that into your own career as well and have that same mentality. Because, you know what I mean? I want to stop working for other people and stop, you know, helping their dreams. You know, start chasing mine.
Exactly.
It's like, how do you find that balance? So it's still that. I'm still learning, still finding, you know, I'm just now coming out here and I've been out here for 3 years. You know what I mean? So I'm just now doing something, I guess. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just staying persistent and staying, like, hungry. Mm-hmm. You can get lost. You know what I mean? And that's what goes into my project, The Fallen, because it's like, I got lost. You know what I mean? So, with that,
what made you move to the Bay before coming out? You came from Chicago to Oakland.
I mean, one of the reasons is that's where I found my girlfriend.
Shout out to her. She's in the back.
Yeah, I found my girlfriend. And, you know, it was just that. And the music was, like, kind of aligning itself, too. So it was like, you know what? Might as well make this jump and, like, try to make it happen. And, you know what I mean? At first, being from Chicago, you're like, okay, we're going to get this cracker. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And, you know, it's like, it's that positive energy because that's what you're around. You go to L.A., you go to California, it's a whole different vibe.
Yeah.
It's like, first, it's expensive. That's first and foremost. That gets you a reality check right there. Like,
for sure.
Man, it's beautiful out here. Like, you see people posting stuff and stuff like that. Like, oh, California. And then you're in it, and it's like, it's not what it's like.
Hell
no. No, I mean, it's like,
not what you see.
It's like those beaches and stuff like that. It's
they
cool,
only
own
one part,
like,
only own
right.
part of LA. You
right.
go to south of the 10, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
So it was like, you know what I mean? And finding that and living in different areas. Like, we lived in areas where it was like this nice, beautiful, you know, this facade of stuff where you get, like, you know, oh, I live in this and this and that, but struggling to pay bills.
Right.
And then living in the hood, and it's like, although it's the hood, it's family. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? It's like, and it's comfortable. Like, you're at home. You can walk around and do this and that. So it's like, it's crazy how America shows, like, oh, the hood is bad, but that's like home. You know what I mean? That's like where you feel great. That's where
it's
go down. Yeah, go down the street, get some chicken. You know what I mean?
Right.
chop it up and like
for sure feel most at home when I go south. Right.
So it's like it's different. It's just weird, you know what I mean? Like especially coming from Chicago where you're around all that. You know, you're around all that gang stuff.
And, you grew up south side.
You know, back when even when like I don't know if you guys know but Pagrini Green was before that got knocked down, like the biggest like hood ever. That was like it was like really, really bad and stuff like that. But going from Chicago to here, it's like this is nothing. This is like even in the hood, it's home. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you feel safe. You feel, you know, just at home. You know what I mean? Versus in like a different area where you're like the outcast. You know what I mean? So you're all like, living in that spot. But.
Would you say it was harder to adjust in LA than it was to adjust in the Bay when you first moved?
LA is definitely hard. The Bay is. Like I said, it's home. You know what I mean? You're welcoming. What's good? Like, how are you? You know what I mean? Like I said, you have that public transportation. You know what I mean? So you're used to that, huh?
Yeah.
That's all we take. It's like, you know, the bus, the train. That's all we take. So it's
here, it's just like the bus.
But that's not even real life. Well, nobody even takes it. Yeah. So it's like everybody's in their car or Lyft or Uber and like, you know what I mean? And social media and stuff like that. We lost how to communicate.
Even going out, bro. People here, they just go to the club, pay for their own section, sit in that section,
own bottles,
don't talk to nobody. Damn, they don't talk to the people they brought. They just sit on their phone.
I'm not gonna lie, I'll go to the club. If people are just like, oh, we want like fillers, like you're a pretty girl, come. I'm just bougie with my bottle.
But that's what it is, though. Even these, you know, what I've learned too, you know, especially in LA, it's like, you know, I didn't know about like sharing rooms and stuff like that. I never knew about that. It's like all these people that are like topping and stuff like that. They have like 50 people to a house.
I've seen the craziest stuff out here. You'll see a girl pull up in the nicest car, have her Louis Vuittons on, the nicest bag, pulling up to her mom's house or a studio with like a burnt, like busted down place. And it's just like, but your priority, the priorities is all wrong there. But my thing is, it's just like, where do you want to go if you want to be like an actor, an actress? You go to LA. Right. So I just look at it, it's like you're in a town full of actors and actresses.
Right. And then, like, speaking of social media, it's like, you have, it's like, nowadays, you have to, like, look that part. And you have to have that following. So, like, how do you think that's impacted hip hop?
I think that, you know, back when, you know, I was growing up, I know it's not too far, but that was when, like, Diddy and, like, even Bow Wow, like, about to be 27, 26 right now. About to be 27 in August, but, like, that's when, like, Omarion, Chris Brown, like, all that. Like, I listened to a lot of, like, R&B. Like, I wasn't really into, like, hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, that's when 106 and Park, like, Jay and Free, and even, you know, Roxy and all that. I'm like, that's when, like, it was, like, that mood. You know what I mean? Like, I went home from school. And, like, we would actually, like, sit down as, like, a family and people. Like, that's what brought us together versus now where it's, like, social media. Like we said, like, you don't know how to speak to each other. Like, music is more of, like, anybody can get in now. Versus back then, like, if you were a rapper,
if you just have to spit stupid those bars. Or say something stupid, got a catchy hook, a good beat, you're in. No matter what you're saying, really, it's
like, I think being a rapper lost its, like, feeling. You know what I mean? Like, back in high school, when I was in high school, like, you were a rapper, like, hey, we had the pencils, we was, like, making beats on the table, and you had to spit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's see what you got. Or we had ciphers and stuff like that. That's when, like, being a rapper was like, oh, wow, like, you can actually go somewhere. Versus now, like, you can make the dumbest song, like, as long as you can show out and, you know, do something stupid. You know what I mean? And get
just
a lot
really
of
money. Just really create a dance. And create if you something as dumb as shoot. I was like, that's really just what you have to do.
I think the only people that got away with creating a dance was Soulja Boy
New Boys.
Those two are the only ones that were okay. You know what I mean? Like, that was, but it was still like, fun though, you know what I mean? It was like that getaway, like that was like okay, this is new.
So what's new at parties?
But nobody really did all that. You had the functions and stuff, like what I've learned about, like I didn't know about functions and stuff like that.
Midwest,
I mean, we just have house parties, you know what I mean? That's what it is. You know what I mean?
But like clubs and bars, and that was just dangerous.
So it was like we always had a house party, or you know what I mean? If you were in the Boondocks, we were at a bonfire, you know what I mean? Everybody would chill out, but
like
E-40 and everybody, like, I don't know, like, I feel like, I guess it helps in a good way, and it helps in a bad way with social media, like, in a good way, like, for artists like us and people, like, you guys as well, that are, like, doing your own thing, you don't have that big backing, you have this. You know what I mean? You have a platform. And that's what, it's all on how you use your platform. And also it's on us as like a society to be like, okay, we don't really accept that music. You know what I mean? Like, I think that record labels can't control nothing no more. It's all, I guess, social media is a record label.
It's all about
YouTube. YouTube is just watching their own streaming service.
Yes. Yeah.
Fucking, I mean, like, they're all popping up.
Everything. Spotify can, I think Spotify, everybody, like, has their own little thing. And it's like, I think that we forget how, that we control everything. We, we as people control what music we want to listen to. So, it's, all these trash rappers, like, it's, I'm not hating on them, because at the end of the day, they're, it's not their fault. You're right. It's not their fault. All we have to do is stop listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once we stop listening, they're going to be okay. Well, this is not what
it's just like
hear.
The way it's like the way streams go though.
Yeah.
So like as soon as y'all hear that bullshit, we play it for 10 seconds, they get paid from that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like that effect.
Yeah. So it's
like, I see
even though it's dumb, we're still listening. We're still listening to it. So we can talk as like with the whole Tekashi stuff. As much crap as I talked about him, I listened to that song to see
He slapped. I ain't gonna front.
I don't listen to his music, but I've seen his following. Especially in New York. I love New York. Like,
I don't like all the things he says. Like, I think he's just really ignorant. I can't relate to his music.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way it sounds. He's just screaming. And
I don't know. I don't know him enough as, like, an artist to really say. I mean, I don't know. Like, everybody says he's just real. So, I don't know.
Like YG said, I ain't with the pink hair blood at all. So.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you kind of have to blame us.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, you kind of have to just blame
him. I didn't know who he was for the longest time, and everybody's talking about him. I'm like, what? Who is this?
He's running rap right now.
Yeah.
That little bad baby girl.
Yeah.
Do you see how many people streamed their live? It was like 2 in the morning here, and it was over like 150,000 people on their live.
True.
Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, they're entertaining.
But it's all about the youth, too. You know what I mean?
It's like, all about the youth, yeah.
Like, think about when we were growing up, we had like, not to say families, but we have families. You know what I mean? We have different, like,
tastes.
We grew up on something way different.
Way different than what
nowadays, like, there's a lot of different things that artists, like, we forget, like, we have so much control. Mm-hmm. No matter if you're, like, an A-list artist or you're a Z-list artist, like, we have so much control over the people that we impact.
Mm-hmm.
And especially social media, this is what's popping, and people always want to be famous now, like, doing drugs, popping pills, doing all this lean, whatever they're doing, like, of course, other kids are going to want to get attached to it because they're promoting it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And
at the end of the day, that's what this world is all about. Okay. Promoting, and that's where, you know what I mean?
And I don't think artists really know how much they impact you. Because it's just like, they have the money, the cars, the girls, everything. So it's like, kids look up to that and they want that too. Yeah. So they think they have to do exactly what they're doing to get all that.
And you don't. You know what I mean? Especially growing up, like, I wanted to be like so many different rappers. But then, as you get into the game, you know what I mean? Even if you're
that's
just starting out,
bullshit.
When you meet people, it's like, this is all fake.
Mm-hmm.
Even once I moved to California, I knew this was all fake. Like, I'm chasing a dream that was fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it's like, once I realized that, I was like, okay, let me just make music for me.
Yeah.
Let me just do what I love.
Somebody gonna feel it.
Yeah, somebody gonna feel it. You know what I mean? Like, I went from having zero people that messed with me to, you know what I mean, having 40 subscribers, which is a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't take that for granted. Like, I'm like, whoa, this is cool. Like, 43-something people mess with me. You know what I mean? So, if you can hone in on those 43 people, it can double. You know what I mean?
They all buy your album.
They
$10,000.
Right.
$100.
Go ahead. Like, and then people are like, man, no, but you really have to, like, humble yourself and be like, these people matter. You know what I mean? These people took time out of their day. You know what I mean? Because I worked in, like, retail my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, Nordstrom and all these different places where it's like, we impact people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, these people matter. You know what I mean? These people pay my, you know, when I'm going from retail, these people are paying my, you know, helping me get money, get paid. Now I'm building my own brand and building my own hustle, and like, those people matter. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, we just have to realize like the impact that we have, and once we realize the impact that we have, hopefully we can change it. But, you know, I'm just one person. We're still trying to figure it out.
Social media didn't hurt, didn't help.
It didn't hurt or help.
People gotta be better.
Yeah, it didn't hurt or help. It's just, how do we use this platform?
Yeah.
And once we figure out how to use the platform, it can really help. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel.
For sure. So, I know, like, before we met up,
mm-hmm.
you were showing me your project.
Yeah.
And you said it took you about 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years. 4 years.
That's why it took 4 years.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's just confidence. I wasn't confident. I wasn't a rapper.
Yeah. I mean, I'm adopted. So my music that I put out was just me writing down my feelings. Because we moved around. Before I even moved out here, like, me and my family, I have 3 brothers, 3 sisters. We moved around, kept getting evicted from different houses. And not on some, like, we were crazy or anything else. It was just more of, like,
you know, stability.
It was so many, yeah, no stability, you know what I mean? So many different.
It's a hard environment.
Yeah, like my mom's Filipino. Yeah, my mom's Filipino. Yeah, you know, my brother. Yeah.
I'm half Filipino.
Bro.
You know, love you guys already.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, Filipino.
Let's go. So my mom's Filipino. I have a brother that's Spanish. And then, you know, just so many mixed cultures, and we live in a world where you see that and they're like, okay, we don't want them to live. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we were kids. You know what I mean? So, like, to see, like, how. To grow up and see this shit and be like, okay, we were kids and we were blind to it. We were just having fun. But to grow up to it, it was just more of me like, okay, I don't have friends or anything like that. So let me just write down my feelings. Let me just write down how I feel. So it started off as that. And one day my friends were like, bro, like, what you be writing? Let me hear. So I just spit it. I was like, yeah, this, like, you should start rapping. And then I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna start rapping. But then I was like, how do I rap? I was just learning, like,
what's your flow,
yeah.
Like, how do you get into it?
Yeah, and
what's
then, like,
sound,
what's my sound, that? And then, like, I got into, like, okay, what's popping on the internet, you know, I was one of those kids, like, okay, like, they're spitting about this, I'm not gonna, you know what I mean, I'm not no
like,
J. Cole,
your,
like,
style.
I spit like them, but I'm not them, I don't have that backing like them, so I it was just more of a self-confidence thing, I wasn't confident.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start rapping? How old were you?
I would say in middle school, like, I wasn't, like, one of those kids that were, like, man, I've been doing like, I really wasn't. You know what I mean? I was just playing around.
Yeah, picked up like killing it.
Yeah. And then, like, I really started taking it seriously when I moved out, like, when I had my kids. So, I was just like, man, I can't work and support my kids like this.
How many kids?
2.
Hello.
Boy and girl?
Boy and girl.
Oh, yeah. Got lucky.
Yeah. Which one's older?
My daughter.
Oh, man.
The baby. So, yeah, I mean, she's just like me. Like, my son, she is extra. My son, he's extra, but my daughter is just like, it's crazy when you have kids, you realize your purpose.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
you
not
realize,
just about you.
Anymore. Yeah, it's not about you. Like, it's about, like, I respect my mom and I love my mom so much for, like, taking care of 7 of us. All different personalities, all different
she's
people.
An amazing
like,
woman.
I have 2, and I'm just like,
this
all
is
credit
too
goes
too
to
you got
my baby mama's like, they do a lot. I talk to my kids and I'm like, what? Like, when y'all start doing, like, they're just crazy. Like, it's just a lot. And it's like, I have to support them. You know, one of my biggest fears is, like, leaving this earth and them not being supported. So I brought them into something and, like, they don't have the financial needs or, you know, a space where they can grow. You know what I mean? They're stuck. And I feel like that's where, you know what I mean? A lot of people hate on Kanye. And Kanye is one of my, like, biggest.
I don't.
Yeah. Kanye is one of my biggest, like, inspirations. I know he doesn't know how to like say things and articulate words correctly, but like his meaning behind it, if you sit down and listen to it, it's really there. And it's like, you know, we're in this like enslaved mentality, like, oh, we're not gonna make it, we're not gonna do this, we're not gonna do that because of what we've been through. But it's like, no, like,
yeah.
Look at Trump, like that boy is messing. You know,
I got
what I mean?
That message from
yeah. So it's like, we, no matter who's in office, whether it be Obama or Trump or whoever. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's all on us. You know, unless they take our life and we don't have no more control, we're gone. We have all the control in the world. It's just up to us to stop making excuses and start
doing something about it.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's when I started. I was like, you know what? I need to do this. And, like, I released my project, and it's getting great response right now. You know, like, I'm still trying to find ways to get it out there. You know, so that's just me getting out there and, like, talking with people and, like, getting feedback. And you were the first person to ever give me, like, feedback. You know what I mean? Like, not those yes men, like, bro, like, that shit was fire. Like, you actually were like, okay, bro, this is how this sounds. Like, and I really respected that, but I never had that before. I was salty at first. I was like, you know what I mean? Like,
you actually not. I could tell that.
Yeah. I was like,
he don't sugar nothing, everything's
salty. Because I'm the one the same way, too. I'm like, bro, this is this, but, like, to hear it back, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, okay, that's how it sounded. That's like, kind of rude. Nah. But I was just like, I respected that because I was like, okay, well, let me, this go around. Let me go ahead and change up the beats, make sure they're more relevant. And, you know what I mean? But it's still a dope project. I love it. Like, it talks about a lot of things. It shows my versatility. It shows who I am as an artist. And I think, you know, a lot of people mess with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
So you guys heard it here. Check out the Fallen for sure. Support our guy.
Tumang. T-U-M-A-N-G.
Four long years on it.
Four long years.
It's nothing rush and quick. There's a lot
Where's
of
it available?
All streaming, you know, sites. So Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, SoundCloud, if you guys don't have those streaming services. Everywhere, you know, or you can follow me on IG, TUMANG Music, and that's on everything. You can follow me there. And yeah.
What's coming out next?
Right now, I'm just working on getting shows. You know, just working on elevating. I'm working on another project. Hopefully, drop it. You know, around my birthday. So
when's that?
August 5th. So August 5th. I'm working. That's my goal. You know, you have to learn how to set goals for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like keep following up. You know what I mean? One project's not gonna do it. You know what I mean? Like, one of my favorite artists is Russ. And he has, like...
He's dope.
Yeah, he's cocky, and he's, like, whatever you want to say about him, but his catalog speaks for himself. So it's like he has that backing. So one thing I learned about him is keep following up. Like, don't just settle. Like, oh, I have a project that's going to take me. No, like, keep going, mm-hmm. keep pushing. So August 5th is the date. You know, looking for producers and different people to network with, you know, to, you know, help me put this project together. So if you're out there, hit me up. Yeah.
Contact him.
Definitely.
Cool. This is Rhymes and Reasons. I'm Latrell. That's Shania.
I can introduce myself. Jesus Christ. Run that back.
Whatever.
I'm Shania. Thank you guys for tuning in with us.
Latrell. Tumang.